Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga, Bradford, and Potter Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. While there's been a lot of talk about the drug problems that Pennsylvania and all of the United States are facing right now with opioids, and I understand that there is now a widely available antidote that is available and will be in the hands of both our emergency services people and our police officers. What's going on here?
Yes, on Wednesday of this week, the state physician general signed a standing order, essentially a statewide prescription allowing willing pharmacies to dispense naloxone to anyone requesting it to address the drug overdoses that are unfortunately impacting the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. On average, 6 or 7 Pennsylvanians die every day from drug overdoses, which is more than that which occurs in vehicle accidents. And 1 in 4 families statewide is dealing, unfortunately, with drug addiction. Such staggering numbers from the opioid heroin epidemic nationwide have prompted state officials to increase access to naloxone, the life-saving drug that reverses the overdose. The long-proven drug, also available under the brand name Narcan, has saved 26,463 lives nationwide over the last 20 years, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And its importance in this drug is increasing. Police statewide in Pennsylvania already have dispensed naloxone to save 320 lives this year, with more lives saved by emergency health officials and bystanders. Heroin and opiate overdoses are the leading cause of accidental death in Pennsylvania, responsible for 2,400 deaths last year alone. Major pharmacies have agreed to dispense the drug with the standing order kept on file as a legal prescription. The idea of a standing prescription became possible when we passed State Act 139 in 2014, a Good Samaritan law protecting anyone from legal liability or criminal prosecution who acquires and provides naloxone to an overdose victim.
Also, we're getting into cold weather, and that means the heating season is beginning. And I understand that there is a program that can offer some help to those who may need a little bit of a helping hand in terms of affording to keep their homes warm this winter. What's going on here?
Yes, indeed. Residents who are struggling with their home heating bills can apply for assistance from the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, known as LIHEAP, beginning Monday, November 2nd. LIHEAP is a federally funded program that helps individuals and families pay their heating bills through home heating energy assistance grants. It also provides crisis grants to help in an event of an emergency or if a resident is in danger of losing his or her heat due to broken equipment, lack of fuel, or termination of utility service. The income eligibility guidelines for LIHEAP are set at 150% of the federal poverty level income. So what that means is for an individual, the income limit is $17,655. And for a family of four, it means $36,375. So if you're under those limits, you may qualify. And I'd urge residents to apply for the LIHEAP either online or by contacting the county assistance office in their county. And in fact, this morning, I went to the coffee shop and a lady asked me about this. Her furnace broke down and she already has an application pending for approval through the assistance office.
Also, we're at that time of year when folks have to start thinking about possibly changing their clocks because I understand that date's coming up on us here real soon.
Yes, daylight saving time will end at 2 a.m. on Sunday, November 1, and Pennsylvania residents will be turning their clocks back 1 hour before going to bed on Saturday night. Experts recommend using this reminder to check or change the batteries in smoke detectors and carbon monoxide alarms. Smoke detectors and carbon monoxide alarms should be replaced at least every 10 years and located near bedrooms on each level of the residence. Daylight savings time will return on the last Sunday of March 2016.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.